I am Father of the universe. I am Father of the universe. Oh, what a grand idea. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Yes, I am Father of the universe. How glorious and how wonderful and how marvelous that is. Wow. I am Father of the universe. What does it mean to be Father of the universe? What does it mean to be the creator of the universe? The one who brought forth the universe. What does it mean to be Father of the universe? Well, Herb, no matter how many times you ask yourself that question, just saying the words is not going to do it. You have to understand what it means. The universe is all. The universe exists. And somewhere it was created to be. And somewhere it's being created to be again and again and again in very wonderful ways. The universe doesn't stop being created, because as long as I think, the universe is being created again and again. Every thought that I think manifests itself as the universe, manifests itself as an evidence of the universe. And I am the father of my thoughts. I am the father of my attitudes, my mind. I am the father of everything that goes in to and out of my world. My universe is my world. My universe is a replication, it's a representation of what I'm thinking about. Now, what am I thinking about? What is it that is in my mind? Do I think of the finest, the highest, and the best for my universe? Or do I think of my universe as being an unfolding, revealing experience that ever-changing, never consistent, always having new drama to it and new magic to it and new wonder to it? Well, I'm the father of the universe. And as the father of the universe, I have a responsibility to make one decision. And that decision is, what kind of a universe do I want? What kind of a universe am I creating? What kind of a universe am I fathering? Am I bringing forth into my experience and the experience of all that I create in my universe? Whether I like it or not, I am truly responsible for everything that happens in my universe. I am the one who gives it life. I am the one who gives it breath. I am the one who gives it anything at all. I am the one that brings to my universe that which I am, really. And because I'm the one that brings to my universe that which I am the only one that is important in my life. I am the only one, nothing else. Nothing else is important to me except who I am. Now, who am I? That's a good question, isn't it? Who am I? Well, am I a good creator? Am I a good father? Or am I a father that is irresponsible? Well, let's get that cleared up right away. I'm a good father. I'm responsible. Every thought I think about my universe, about anything, is a uplifting, a good thought, a vital, dynamic, wonderful thought, a thought of magic, a thought of wonder, a thought of beauty. Yes, it is. Every thought. So I say to myself, this is my universe. Now, I don't say that I am the only father in the universe, but for me, I am the only father in the universe. There is no other father in this universe except me. There is no other being in this universe except me. There is no other creator in this universe except me. There is no other father who brings forth the universe except me. This is my universe out here that I'm looking at. And if this universe is beautiful and good, it's because my thought about it is beautiful and good. If this universe has problems, my thought brought those problems into being. My thought allows those problems to continue, and my thought brings on the happiness, the joy, the wonder, the magic, the goodness, which sort of forget the problems. And the problems cease to have any power, they cease to have any continuance, and they cease to exist. And all that exists are my thoughts of my beautiful universe, of my wonderful world. I look around my world and I say, oh, you are good and you are very good. I look around at everything I see and say, oh, you are good and you are very good. You are wonderful. You are fantastic. You are glorious. You are. I am the Father of the universe. Now, let's be sure about this here. I say the universe. I don't say my universe. I don't say this universe. I don't say that universe. I say the universe, the only universe that there is. If I allow myself to think that there are other universes where people are unhappy or happy or rich or poor, then that's the universes that I'm creating. I'm creating multiple universes. Now, why would I want to create multiple universes? If I am one creator, if I am one father, if I am one being who knows all things according to my nature, then all things according to my nature are. It is the universe in which I live. It is the universe in which I father all things to be. It is the universe and the only universe that ever will be for me in my world, in my life, in my time. And by saying my, I do not mean that it is not the universe. Because this universe, the universe that exists, that I am, it has all the people in it that are here right now. It has all the circumstances that are here right now. All of these I have created. I have given power to continue. I have endorsed. I have allowed. I have said, yes, you are right to be. You are good. You are wonderful. You are fantastic. And as I said it, so it is. Just a matter of what have I given the power to be? I am Father of the universe. You say, boy, what a pompous so-and-so you are. No. What an irresponsible person anyone is who does not say that they are the Father of the universe. What an irresponsible being any being is who does not take responsibility for being the creator of all in their life. There is only one creator, and that's you, that's me. There's only one creator for my world, the universe that I live in, and that's me. And I create by my thoughts, I create by my desire, I create by my observations. I look around me and I say, this is good, this is not good, this is right, this is wrong. Now, truly, as Father of the universe, I should never say something is wrong and something is not right. I should never have that attitude in my consciousness at all. Because if I have that in my attitude at all, I am not being the Father. I'm not being the absolute philosopher. I'm not being the creator. I'm not being the person who puts the cause in motion. I'm allowing other people's causes to be put in motion. And I say, that is what is my reality. That is the universe for me. But as I train myself in the now, moment by moment, in the now, as I train myself to recognize that all is now and all is done now and all is all that ever can be now, there's never going to be another time. And I look at everything and I say, it is good and very good. And forget the very good. There's no superlative in my world. All is good. There is no better good or lesser good. All is good. The all good. All is good. All is lovely. All is desirable. All is the highest and best. How can we say the highest and best unless we conceive of something being less than the highest and best? We can use the word ideal, and we've used that often before. The word ideal covers this very well for us. I am the ideal father of the ideal universe. I am the ideal father of the children of the ideal universe. I am the ideal father of the plants, the flowers, the trees, the birds, the bees, the animals of the ideal universe. I am the ideal creator. I am the ideal father. I am the father of the universe. The more I say that, the more I think about it, the more I visualize it, the more I say, wow, what a glorious opportunity, what a glorious responsibility to have the universe that in my heart that I conceive of as the ideal universe. Oh yeah, each of us in our heart has what we conceive of as the ideal self that we are, our ideal universe, the ideal allness, each one of us. Now, we may not consciously recognize that, we may not consciously acknowledge that, but each one of us, 100%, knows what it means to be our ideal self. And when we're ideal self, we take a deep breath and let it all out, and we say, all is right with the world. All is in divine order. All is peace. All is harmony. All is abundance. All is perfection. All is, and so it is. See, it takes the mind of an absolute philosopher, someone who steps beyond the limitation of the human thought, steps beyond the limitation of the appearance of the world, steps beyond, and in this step beyond, steps into the universe, steps into the allness, steps into the isness of everything that is. And as it steps into this allness and this isness, it says to itself, hey, I can conceive of that. Yes, I can believe that. Yes, this is something I can acknowledge. This is something that is true for me. Oh, yes, I know exactly what that's all about. Yes, indeed. I am the Father of the universe. And as the Father of the universe, my universe is good and very good. My universe is glorious. My universe is fine. My universe is divine. I am Father of the universe. As I say this and repeat this affirmation to myself, this truth to myself, my mind, instead of saying no, says, how about this? How about that? How about the other thing? How about peace? How about love? How about joy? How about human virtues? How about divine virtues? How about absolute virtues? Oh, yes, they all fall in there. And the absolute philosopher loves to cogitate on these ideas, loves to give them reality in his beingness, in his thought. Each of us is the absolute philosopher. Each of us give power to our thoughts, give power to our dreams and our goals and our aspirations. And as the Father, we look at our creation and say, hey, it's good and very good. If we see any little error, any little fault in that creation, we immediately say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. And we affirm that and we recognize it and we look at whatever we create and we see it as in divine order. We see it perfect. If for a moment we allow ourselves not to see it perfect, we have not lived in the now. So we live in the now and the now is perfect. The now is ideal. The now is fulfilling, fulfilled, and revealing and revealed now. This is who and what I am, who and what my creation is, who and what my universe is. I'm Father of the universe. What a glorious privilege. Let's call it a privilege, not a responsibility. It's a privilege. It's a privilege to be aware that I have just given birth to magnificence, to the ideal child, to the ideal universe. And so everywhere I look, I see my ideal child. Everywhere I look, I see my ideal universe. I see everything as its highest and best. I see and I don't even know what the highest and best is on these things, but I do know the ideal. The ideal is good and very good. It is delightful. It is wonderful. It is magnificent. This ideal is my reality. This ideal is my expression of all that is good and beautiful and pure. This ideal makes up what goes on in my universe. I am Father of the universe. Affirm this to yourself. Speak this to yourself. Know this to yourself. Live this so beautifully, so wonderfully, so powerfully, so joyously, so magnificently, that everything you do is very good. Everything you do is outstanding. Everything that you do, you are proud of. Everything you do, your world is proud of. Everything you do, everyone looks at you and says, indeed, you are the Father of all creation. You are the Father of the universe. You are the Father of conceptualization. You are the Father of idealization. You are the Father of the allness. You transcend all the physical human things and reveal the divine right now in all that you do. And as you do this, you have the privilege of making the decision every now of your life to say, I am Father of the universe, and my universe is good. My universe is filled with beautiful people, beautiful circumstances, beautiful things, and my universe knows goodness at all times. And when I look at my universe, I see in it fulfillment of its ideal purpose. When I look at me, I see the fulfillment of my ideal purpose. When I look at my creation, I see the fulfillment of my ideal creation. And I call this creation good. And I call this creation right. I call this creation magnificence. I call this creation everything that I could ever dream or want to dream or want to imagine. I call it that which is lovely, that which is magnificent. I call it that which is me, because it is me. It is me, and it is always going to be me. For I am Father of the universe. I am Father of the universe. Say this now for yourself. I am Father of the universe. As a woman, you might like to say, I'm Mother of the universe. And that's good too. But we have always thought the word Father to encompass mother, to encompass family, to encompass the allness. And as we have done that, it shall always be. So say of yourself, and you can, I am Father of the universe, now and forevermore. And I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.